Malcolm here. Welcome to Quiet Time Coaching. This is episode 326, and today we're concluding our series called Hearing God. This is part 11, and we've been looking at taking some notes from, some ideas from, the wonderful book by Dallas Willard called Hearing God, Developing a Conversational Relationship with God. Today, we're going to wrap everything up by looking at the epilogue of the book, which is entitled The Way of the Burning Heart. Now, that refers to Luke 24 and verse 32. And it might be good to pause the podcast and go back and refresh yourself about what's going on there as Jesus meets the two travelers who have left Jerusalem. But the key phrase here is chapter 24, verse 32. When the two people asked each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?" Were not our hearts burning? The presence of Jesus meant their hearts burned. To quote from Willard's book from page 221, what were they saying to one another? They were recalling that his words had always affected their heart, their inward life, in a peculiar way. That had been going on for about 3 years, and no one else had that effect on them. So they were asking themselves, why did we not recognize him from the way his words were impacting us? The familiar Jesus heartburn had no doubt been a subject of discussion among the disciples on many occasions. I rather like that image of the presence of Jesus causing spiritual heartburn. You and I are doubtless familiar with that. There are times when we've heard the word taught, preached, we've read God's word, or we've read books about God's word, and somehow Jesus has specially become evident to us. There's a sense of the imminence of his presence at times, which mediated through his word or people teaching and preaching or writing and talking about his word, that helps us to realize that he really is present, because he's always present, but something magnifies that awareness and we get that spiritual heartburn, Jesus heartburn. Isn't that a lot of what we really want? Not heartburn specifically, but that sense of our hearts being warmed by the knowledge of and the experience of the current presence of Jesus with us. And a lot of the book and the things we've been talking about the last, 10 or 11 weeks is about recognizing that, about becoming aware of his presence and enjoying it more, making the most of the fact that Jesus is our companion, not just for a few steps through on a road to Emmaus, but all the way through our lives. There is a challenge in front of us because the material world we inhabit shouts at us, but the spiritual world doesn't. Most of the time, the spiritual world whispers to us. And in our world, there's a great deal of skepticism, regarding the reality of the spiritual, and we have to fight against that. Even though we understand the spiritual is real, still the world we live in doesn't value it, believes it to be a figment of our imagination. That skepticism is part of the landscape of our culture. It's vital that you and I don't give in to this and become ourselves skeptical that God would interact with us in a personal way. So one of the questions you and I must resolve as we think back on all of the lessons we've learned is to resolve whether we truly believe what the Bible records. Do you and I truly believe that what was true for Isaiah, that what was true for Abraham, that what was true for the prophets, that what was true for John the Baptist, what was true for Jesus, what was true for the apostles, what was true for the early church, that imminence of the presence of God is still also true for you and I? There's so much in the Bible where God is I suppose, in some ways trying to convince us that he does speak, that he does communicate, and that he wants to be with us. He is with us. He wants us to be aware of it so that we can share that companionship, this conversational relationship with God all through life. As Willard puts it towards the end of his book, spiritual people are not those who engage in certain spiritual practices. They are those who draw their life from a conversational relationship with God. He's not there saying that spiritual practices are not good. They are, and he would encourage us to use them, but that's not what makes us spiritual. Those spiritual practices are useful in as much as they help us to develop a conversational relationship with God. And our life, our experience of, our inhabiting of, our enjoyment of the eternal life that we've been given, that lasts forever but begins now, this life is enhanced by spiritual practices, but it's more about the spirit we take into those practices in a desire to have this conversational relationship with God. So, what do you think about this whole idea of having a conversational relationship with God? Is it realistic? Is it a promise of Scripture? Is it something that you find hard, easy? Are there certain things that aid you in this kind of relationship and certain things that get in the way? I would really appreciate it if you wouldn't mind sharing them with me and all the others that listen to these podcasts. Please do leave a comment anywhere you hear or see this recording. Leave it publicly so that we can learn from each other, because we learn best when we learn in community. And if you'd like to send me a message, then email me, malcolm@malcolmcox.org, or you can go to my website, which is also malcolmcox.org. So where do we go from here? Well, next week I'm going to begin a new series. It's a new project. 15 parts for this one of my longer ones. One a week for 15 weeks, all based on one single psalm. Just one psalm. I've fallen in love with Psalm 27 recently. I preached on it for the Watford Church and just been drawing a lot of strength and spiritual enrichment from it. So I'd love to share that with you. So next week we'll begin with Psalm 27. There are 14 verses in the psalm, so we'll have 15 episodes, because the first one will be introductory, where I'm also going to share with you a song I wrote. A song's a bit grand to describe it, but you'll see next week what I mean, and I hope you find it helpful and spiritually helpful and encouraging and enriching for you. So that's next week. If you've got any questions or thoughts about Psalm 27, do let me know. But we'll start that next week, next Thursday. Thanks for being with me as we think together about what it means to have a conversational relationship with God. And I do hope that over the, perhaps even today and over the next little while, that you will find that conversational relationship with God developing, deepening, growing. And, well, I pray and hope you find great joy in it. Till the next time, take care and God bless.